Good morning, Gabby here, and today we're going to be talking about miserable life versus a happy life, and what makes a miserable life miserable, and what makes a happy life happy. This sounds a little bit more complex than it actually is, but basically I'm going to put it into really simple terms, and I'll share with you what I've learned in my experience, and especially dealing with a lot of people on a daily basis, and of course dealing with my own life. And yeah, so stay tuned. So okay, to start off, I just had a client and now I am on my way to another client. It is a rainy, cloudy morning, but I am happy, I am cheerful. I came back recently from my vacation in Spain, and it was just pure paradise. So let's talk about this. I was on vacation. I was in a bunch of different islands in Spain, and it was absolutely fabulous and amazing. And the weather was fantastic. I was in a bikini and a dress every single day, and now I am back to New York, and I am wearing 3 layers. I have an umbrella and I am still cold. So I could easily say New York sucks. Why am I back? This is horrible. This weather is horrible. I am miserable. However, your happiness and how happy or miserable you are is purely up to you. And the thing is, us humans, we oftentimes don't want to admit that. We don't like to admit that. Because who wants to say, oh yeah, I have a miserable life and it's completely up to me? Nobody wants to say that. It makes us vulnerable. You know, our ego is very, very hurt. So we blame it onto other people and we blame it onto other situations. We blame it onto the weather. Oh, I am so miserable and depressed because the weather is really bad. Or I am so happy because the weather is amazing. I love my job, or, you know, I love going to work because I work with amazing employees. Or I hate my job because my boss is being a very mean, horrible, ungrateful person. Or my coworkers are, you know, not being nice to me, or blah, 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 blah. I get it. We're all dealt, is that how you say it? We all have difficult situations in our lives. We all have to deal with difficult people, and I have a couple of people that I have to deal on a weekly basis that are very, very difficult. And the thing is, how I view them is completely up to me. Some days I wake up and I tell myself, you know what, no matter what, I'm gonna be happy, no matter what, I'm gonna be positive, and nothing can interfere with that. And so when I have to deal with those difficult people who are very negative and they love to complain and they love to say how life is horrible and, you know, everything is horrible, I bring my mindset to it and I bring my perspective to it, and I say to myself in my head, you know what? Okay, I'm not gonna let this affect me, and I don't let it affect me. And of course, on the days when I am in a bad mood, or on the days when, you know, I kind of let the day control me than rather me controlling the day, those people get on my nerves so bad and so easily. So it's the same person, it's the same situation, yet how I feel about it and how I view it is completely up to me. So when I am in a good mood, and, you know, I say, whatever happens, I'm going to be happy. I go and deal with difficult people and it doesn't affect me. I'm still happy, whatever. However, as I said, if I'm in a bad mood or I'm having like a really slow day, I can get annoyed. I can get frustrated. I'm going to leave a meeting, or I'm going to leave a client session, and I'm going to be so upset because I'm going to be like, how are they being so negative? Like, why am I even training them? It's a waste of time, and so on. So the point that I'm trying to make is, how miserable or how happy your life is completely up to you. You could take two people who have exactly the same circumstances in their life, exactly the same boss, exactly the same job, exactly the same people surrounding them. And one of the persons can be happy the other one can be completely miserable, because it's, at the end of the day, it's how you look at the situation. It's how you view the situation, and it's about your mindset. So, you know, being a personal trainer, I interact with a lot of different people on a daily basis, and I love my clients. However, I have a couple of clients that are more difficult to work with than others. They are not excited for the sessions. They always complain. They swear. They, you know, they tell me how awful the world is and how awful everything is, and they're never happy. But the thing is, I realized that with a couple of those people, I've worked for years. So let's say I've worked with them for 2 years. And no matter what happens in their life, even when they get what they want, they're still unhappy and they're still miserable. I had a couple of instances where, you know, my clients were looking for work and they were really unhappy because they were unemployed. So, you know, unemployment equals miserable. Okay, I get it. Then they get the job and they're really happy for about a week or a month, and then they're unhappy and miserable because they don't like their boss, or they don't like their office, or they don't like the circumstances that they have to deal with at work. So you see, the funny thing is, we always say, I'm going to be happy when I get this. I'm going to be happy when, you know, I make a specific amount of money, when I have a specific job, when I, you know, live in a specific house. And yet we get to those situations and yet we're still not happy. So you can't put happiness into the future. You can't say, I'm going to be happy when, because happiness starts in the present day, and it all starts with your mindset right now, today. And a lot of people don't realize that. So us humans, as I said, we blame it onto other things and situations, and we say, no, yes, I did say I'm going to be happy when I get a job, but I didn't mean this job. Or, you know, I said I'm going to be happy when I'm in a relationship, but now I'm in a relationship, but I don't like this relationship because the person is being difficult, blah, 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 blah. We always blame it onto other people and other situations, and I get it. But at the end of the day, like, how can we be happy if we don't take responsibility for our lives? If we rely on other people to make us happy, if we rely on our boss to make us happy, if we rely on money to make us happen and on our job to make us happy, we are never going to be happy. The world is not there to please you, because if you expect every single person to say nice things to you and to work in a way that makes you happy, that's impossible, and that's not gonna happen. And the thing is, like, I get it, and for me, it's honestly probably a lesson that I still haven't fully learned, because, you know, we're always learning. And it's okay. My audio got cut off, so I had to record again. I am back. But yes, it's okay. We're always learning. That's what life is here for. That's what difficult people are here for us to learn from them. So, you know, I am walking now, and it started raining like crazy again. And basically, my grandfather used to say this thing. I'm Lithuanian, so the saying is in Lithuanian, but it says, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. So think about your job, your boss, your, difficult people that you have to interact with as the weather. Some days they're more moody than others, and, you know, some days it's sunshine, sometimes it rains, but at the end of the day, it's all about you. You can control the weather. So don't try to control something that you can't control. Don't try and control what your boss says. Don't try and control, you know, all these circumstances that come up in your life, because they're going to come up. The weather is going to keep changing every single day. So if you rely on the weather to make you happy, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be living in a life that you're not in control of. All the circumstances around you, all the people around you are going to control you. So what I say you do is put on some rain boots, get out a nice umbrella, and go dance in the rain, my friend. Doesn't matter if it's sunshine, doesn't matter if it's a thunderstorm. If you enjoy it or if you don't, it's all up to you. So I hope you enjoyed this sort of first episode of the podcast. I am having so much fun. I am recording and holding an umbrella and walking all at the same time. So I'm very proud of myself. I'm like multitasking full on. I will see you very soon, probably tomorrow, with episode 2 of the podcast, or episode 3 technically. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it. I hope something spoke to you, and I will see you soon. Bye.